Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the Friday khutbah entitled As-sa'adatu fil Quran, Happiness in the Quran. Alhamdulillahi alladhi yassara lana as-sa'adata wa asbabaha wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana Muhammadan abdullahi wa rasuluh. فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبع هديه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله. قال تعالى: قل يا عباد الذين آمنوا اتقوا ربكم للذين أحسنوا في هذه الدنيا حسنة. All praise be to Allah, who facilitated for us happiness and the means to it. I bear witness that there is no deity but Allah alone, who has no partner, and I bear witness that our master and prophet Muhammad is the servant and messenger of Allah. O Allah, send blessings, salutations and benedictions on our master and prophet, his family, all of his companions, as well as those who followed thereafter. As to what follows, I counsel you, O servants of Allah, and myself to have taqwa of Allah. That is, reverential consciousness and self-restraining fear of Allah. Allah Almighty says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً. Say, O my servants who believe, fear your Lord through a reverential consciousness and self-restraining fear. For those who do good in this world, there is a good reward. O believers, Allah Most High says, طَاهَا مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. طَاهَا, we have not sent down to you the Qur'an that you be distressed. That is to say, we have not sent it down to you except that you be happy on account of it. For the Holy Quran is among the greatest causes and means leading to happiness, and it is the gateway to achieving every triumph. Abdullah, son of Abbas, may Allah be pleased with both of them, said, Allah guarantees for the person who recites the Quran and follows what it contains that he will be rightly guided and happy. Allah Almighty says, فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. Then whoever follows my guidance, he shall not go astray, nor be unhappy. On the contrary, he will be happy and delighted, and live enwrapped in total tranquility and serenity in both this life and the afterlife. Allah glorified be, he says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. For without a doubt, in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find tranquility. O servants of Allah, the Holy Quran has indeed made clear to us that kind treatment of parents is one of the gateways to happiness. Allah Most High relates to us the words of Prophet Jesus, son of Mary, may Allah's peace be upon both of them, in the following passage. وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا. Some of the learned people say, you don't find the person who is kind to his parents except that he is happy, always finding success and Allah's enabling grace to be his constant ally, no matter where he happens to be, and goodness on his side, no matter where he resides. Moreover, he gains the good pleasure of Allah Most High, both in this worldly abode and the abode of the year after. The Messenger of Allah, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, says, رِضَ اللَّهِ فِي رِضَ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. Allah's good pleasure is to be found in the good pleasure of the parents. Narrated by Al-Bayhaqi in Shu'ab al-Iman. O Allah, through your enabling grace, grant us the ability to be kind and obedient towards our parents, and fill us with happiness and joy in both this world and the next. I say these words of mine while I seek Allah's forgiveness, for me and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He is oft forgiving, most merciful. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man tabi'a hadiyahu bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin. All praise be to Allah, Lord and Cherisher of the worlds. Peace and blessings be upon our Master and Prophet Muhammad, his family, companions, and those who follow his guidance in goodness and benevolence until the day of reckoning. O worshippers, indeed, praying and supplicating to Allah is one of the causes of happiness mentioned in the Holy Quran. Whoever engages constantly and consistently in prayer and supplication to Allah is among those who will enjoy eternal happiness. Allah Almighty says, relating the words of Prophet Zechariah, may Allah's peace be upon him, in the following passage,
وَلَمْ أَكُنْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيًّا.
And never have I been in my prayer and supplication to you, my Lord, unhappy. That is to say, I find my happiness in my prayer and supplication to you, O my Lord, because you have never disappointed me in my prayer and supplication. Whenever I call upon you, in my neediness and utter dependence on you, such that I have never known you, my Lord, except always to answer my prayers. So let us work diligently towards applying the causes of happiness in our lives, such as the recitation of the Holy Quran, kind treatment of parents, maintaining relations with blood relatives, and directing ourselves in prayer and supplication to the one who answers prayers and supplications. Oh, how happy indeed you will be, O believer, whilst you seek the fulfillment of your needs, raising hands of desperate pleading and imploring to Allah, the Most Generous. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon our Master and Prophet, Muhammad, his family, and all of his companions. O Allah, bestow on the UAE lasting goodness, well-being, progress and advancement, rank, affluence and prosperity, and spread happiness and joy among its people and inhabitants. You are their Lord and Protector. O Allah, grant success to the UAE President, His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, his deputy, the Crown Prince, and his brothers, the rulers of the Emirates, and guide them to all that is good. O Allah, bestow your mercy on the late Sheikh Zayed, Sheikh Maktoum, and the other late UAE Sheikhs, who have passed on to your mercy. O Allah, we ask you to admit them into paradise by your grace. O Allah, have mercy on the believing men and believing women, those of them who are alive and those of them who have passed on. O Allah, remove from us and from the entire world this pandemic, and cure those who have been affected by this disease, and cure us out of your generosity from every disease, O you who answer prayers. O Allah, let us drink water from the rain that you have sent down, and let us not be of the despondent. O Allah, send us rain. O Allah, send us rain. O Allah, send us rain. O Allah, give us in this life what is good, and in the next life what is good, and save us from the fire. O servants of Allah, remember Allah, the great and majestic, and He will remember you.